from Anshei Sfar, Bethel Emeth Congregation. It's time to take 10 minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parashat Shlach, the Book of Rebelliousness. If we look at the last week's Parsha, the Mitonanim, the Complainers, the Asaf Suf, the Desirers, the Mitavim, and now we look at this week's Parsha, Shlach, the Spies, next week, Korach, the Rebels, we feel like we're in the Book of Rebelliousness. We wonder, how do we get there? We started off, we were Bamidbar, thing was going beautifully, and the Gemara actually says in Shabbos 1:16a that actually there are seven Torahs. There are seven Torahs. There's a verse in Mishlei, in the Proverbs, talking about wisdom, Chochmot ba'banta beita, that all with all forms of wisdom you can build a house. Chatzva amudei shiva. The pillars of wisdom, the pillars of the Torah, are seven carved out pillars. There are actually seven books of the Torah, says one of the opinions in the Gemara in Shabbos. As Rashi explains, you have seven because last week's Parsha had that little weird section that was cordoned off, but the Vayhi ben Tzaaron, the section about carrying the ark and letting the ark rest. And there were those upside down nuns, those parenthetical kind of nuns that set aside that part of the book from the part before that and from the part after it. So Bamidbar is three books, says Rashi. The part before Vayhi ben Tzaaron, before the middle of last week's Parsha, the actual two verses of carrying the ark and resting the ark, and then the book following that, the book or the part that we're in now, Shlach, end of Balotcha, Shlach, Korach, etc., etc. And then you have the last two books. So it gives you seven books, three in Bamidbar, and four other books. That three and four is seven. The Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, says that if you look at the Gemara in Sukkah, it says that there are seven types of names for the Yetzer Hara, the seven names of the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination. Moses, Isaiah, Ezekiel, all the different, David, Solomon, they all called the evil inclination different names. They called it Ra, bad, Arel, Tameh, impure, Asone, it's the enemy, Michshol, it's a stumbling block, it's an Evan, it's a rock, it's a stone, it's a problem, and Tzfoni, it's the northern one, the evil that comes from the north. The seven names. So he says, that's why we say that, and say the Gemara in Bava Basra says that God created the evil inclination, and then he created the Torah as a spice, as an antidote to the seven types of Yetzer Hara. So the seven books of the Torah, seven to correspond and to fight the seven types of evil inclination. Now, the Ramah, Moshe Isserles, he was the Ashkenazic authority in the Code of Jewish Law, but he also wrote a book called the Torah Ha'ola. And there are all kinds of homilies and discussions. And he says that that it actually alludes to a menorah. The seven books of the Torah are formed like a menorah, because after all, it's the seven branches of wisdom, as we said in verse in Mishlei and Proverbs. It's the seven pillars of wisdom, and then it works out like this: there are three pillars on the right, three on the left, and the left is always sort of things that are difficult, the sinfulness, and we're struggling, and on the right things are doing better. So the books where we're doing better, the Bereishit, creation of the world, the Avos, the Sefer Yesharim, the book of the righteous Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that's Bereishit. Shemot, the book of Exodus and redemption, Jewish people building the tabernacle. Vayikra, the book of the holy ones, the pure ones, the book for the children, the book of the sacrifices. Very little goes on in that book other than great holy things. So those are the ones on the right. Those are the three branches of the menorah on the right. The three branches on the left would be the book of traveling, those two verses. It would be the book of Bamidbar, the book that we're in right now, the book of rebelliousness, and then the book of chastisement, the book of Devarim. And what would be the central pillar? If you have that menorah, you have three branches on either side, and then there's that central pillar from which all the branches stem. What is that book? What is that ideal book, the centerpiece of the Torah? It was the book we finished reading last week. It was Bamidbar, Naso, and Balotcha. It may seem uneventful, boring, who knows? But actually, that lining up, the beginning of Bamidbar, people lining up in the desert, around, centering around the Torah, that was the pinnacle of the book. As the Rama says, there we were dugmat malachei elyon. We were similar to, we were compared to the angels on high, who also gather around God, so to speak, in their heavenly entourage. And therefore, that was the centerpiece. And now we can understand the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, in another place. He talked about the idea that, why are there five books of Moses? We usually say there are five. Well, you have Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov books, and then you have Moshe and Aaron. But if you say there are seven Torahs, so who are the other two? You think it's David and Solomon? No. You know who it is? It's Nadav and Avihu. Nadav and Avihu, those are the rebellious sons of Aaron who got killed for doing something wrong in the temple. Why would they have books corresponding to them? But now, if you lay it out the way the Torah Sa'ola, the way the Ramah laid it out, you understand. Because Bereishis, Shmos, and Vayikra are ideal books corresponding to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The three last books are the books of Aaron. That's the book of the marching ark. The Aaron, the holy ark, corresponding to Aharon, the high priest, a wonderful book. And then the last two books, the second part of Bamidbar, and the entire book of Devarim, correspond to Nadav and Avihu, who were punished because it's the book of rebelliousness and the book of rebuke. Rebelliousness, the second half of Bamidbar, the part we're in, the spies, the rebellion of Korach, and the book of rebuke, the book of Devarim. And what's the highest book? The highest book is Moses. Moses' book, Moshe's book, is when he was leading a people who had 12 leaders. Everybody was bought into it. Everybody was excited. Each tribal leader, no one competed. They were all equally excited about what they were doing. They were bringing nidavah, they were bringing gifts of their own. People said, "Lama nigara? Why should we be any less? We want to bring the Korban Pesach. We want to be part of everything." Everything was great. They marched according to the will of God. They cried out to God with the shofar whenever they had troubles. It was an ideal book. That was the pinnacle. That's the book that never got finished being written. That's the book, the ideal book. And now we've deteriorated from Balotcha, Shlach, Korach. We're going down. It turns out that when do we read that ideal book each year? We read it around Shavuos. So the year works like this. We build ourselves up. We have the beautiful books of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Then we read the most beautiful book of Moshe, of the ideal book of Bamidbar, Naso, and part of Baloscha. And then comes the hard part. This is that hard part of the year where we have to bridge ourselves from Shavuos until Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And how do we bridge it? By reading the tough book, the book of Nadav and Avihu, the books where things weren't going so well. But the positive note is that although Shlach, Korach, very difficult, but in Pinchas, Matos, and Masai, there's a tikkun, there's a fixing of the difficult rebelliousness that goes on. And in Devarim, we have the ultimate tikkun, the rebuke, the musar of Moshe Rabbeinu, that hopefully puts us on the right path. And with that rebuke, and with that musar, hopefully takes us and it carries us all the way to Rosh Hashanah, so that our year is just filled with the great books of the Torah. And even as we head off the path, the books remind us to get back on track, and we have that rebuke, then we're ready for Rosh Hashanah. That's how the whole year is structured. These are the tough parshiot, Shlach and Korach. And it reminds us we need to get back on track, so we'll be ready, Yirtz Hashem, for the beginning of the year, next year. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer today, and thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefar Beth Alameth Congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee. Join us each week for our discussion of the Parsha. Dedications are available as well. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.